Blog Talk Radio.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.
Everyone, it is Onyx Queen, and you are listening to The Queen's Lair. We are back again for yet another episode. We've kind of been, if you've been listening for the past few episodes, we've been kind of touching on business aspects, and we have definitely gone down the road of, you know, discussing little things about business. Business 101, business ethics. That was our last episode. We talked about business ethics and, you know, what it is for a business to be transparent and to be, you know, open and honest with your clients, you know, fellow colleagues and things of that nature, especially when doing business to business and, you know, taking care of different clients and things like that. excuse me. It was a discussion that I had with some colleagues last week, which really brought to light. We basically were talking about, it was kind of like a little roundtable discussion that we were having, talking about how we deal with business, sometimes how you deal with other businesses who sometimes bring down your business. Now, I've had definitely had that experience for myself where, you know, you are, you know, part of a business network or a partnership that wasn't necessarily positive for your business, you know, mainly because the other side of those businesses or those other networks that you were a part of weren't being very forthcoming, you know, about how they were running their business, what they were doing. Definitely have, you know, I've worked in a scenario like that where, you know, I've worked, you know, with companies like that, you know, you never know what's going on. You have no idea where they are, what they're doing, you know, how they're conducting their business. And then it trickles down to you, you know, as an employee a lot of times. You know, I've definitely been an employee of business that, you know, just had no idea what was coming around the next corner. You would go on vacation for a few days and come back and 10 people would have been fired. You know, I've definitely been in a situation like that, you know, where I've actually been on vacation and, call me crazy, just happened to check my email and people say, oh my goodness, 15 people just got fired yesterday, you know. So you have to be very careful when you're dealing with businesses and how you deal with the public, you know, because word of mouth is such a powerful thing, and you'll definitely go down a wrong path when people start to talk about your business and start to put you in circles of other businesses that, you know, just may not be doing the right things, you know. So that was kind of, the roundtable discussion that I had last week with a group of other entrepreneurs. And, you know, we had all been through so many different stories. I was very shocked that, you know, one young lady was saying that she was working with a partnership of hers, that the way that they were getting the business coming in, it's like her business partner was sleeping with clients, you know. And she said, I just can't even believe this. Like, the woman was dating all these different people, you know. So she was getting contracts based on sexual advances. The craziest things you ever want to hear. And I was really like, wow, that is a tough thing to be in, because you think that you're making these deals based on your merit and what you went to school for and your expertise and, quite frankly, your respect in whatever business sector that you in, that you're in, and then you find out behind the scenes that there's other things going on, and it just is such a disappointment. But, you know, I really felt for her. I was just like, wow, you know, that was definitely something that, you know, it affected her business for a long time. It affected her reputation for a long time. And really, at the end of the day, sometimes all you have is your reputation, you know, and what people say about your business or how people speak about you and things that are going on. Those are the main things that you carry on the face of your business. You know, people Google you. They want to see positive things. They don't want to see things that are negative. They don't want to see things that, you know, would align them with something that, you know, is just is less than. You know, so I try to be, you know, as careful as I can, and I'm very particular about that. And that's something that I actually talk to my clients about all the time, is that to make sure that they're aligned with the most positive images for things, for them not to get caught up, you know, in a lot of fanfare and things like that, you know. That's definitely, any of my clients could tell you, I'm always kind of preaching to them and giving them kind of like the rundown. In the end, it's always going to be their choice about what they want to do or how they, you know, want to get along in their business and conduct themselves, but I definitely do put it out there, you know, just it's better to be on the up and up, you know. You may not be where you want to be with your business, but I really feel that if you're honest about, you know, where you are and what you're doing, I think that people will gravitate to that because your personality of being open and, you know, having that transparency really does make a difference, you know. And I find that you unblock a lot of the bad things that way, you know, so that they can be released. You know, sometimes when we're putting so much pressure on ourselves, you know, to be a certain thing or to do things a certain way, it blocks blessings coming to us, you know. So, well, this week I wanted to kind of stay in the business mode. And this was something that I actually covered. This was another roundtable that I did about a month ago at my Blackberry Naturals Pink Leaf Retreat. I know that a lot of the listeners, a lot of people who are following me did attend, and I thank you so much for that. We had such a great time. It was for a group of entrepreneurial women, and we got together and just had a fantastic weekend out in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And it was really wonderful, and I definitely want to thank the Atlanta Evergreen Marriott because they treated us amazing. They laid out the red carpet for us, anything that we needed. The food was delicious. Everything was set up perfectly. We had people checking in on us throughout the weekend. It was really wonderful. So I want to thank the Atlanta Evergreen Marriott for being such a wonderful and gracious host. I want to thank everyone who attended. One of the main roundtables that we did was called Are You a Wantrepreneur? Let me say that again. Are you a wantrepreneur? Meaning, are you an entrepreneur in the making? Are you truly an entrepreneur? One of the main things of being a wantrepreneur is that you want to be successful. You want to have your own business, but you don't even know where to begin. And a lot of times, being an entrepreneur, where you need to begin is research. You have to research your market. You have to stay ahead of the curve about what is happening in your arena. And if you don't do that and you're just flying by the seat of your pants all the time, you really are not going to get to the status of being an entrepreneur. You'll always be a wantrepreneur. Everybody wants to own their own business. Everybody wants to, you know, not have to answer to, a boss or whatever. Everybody wants to be their own boss. They want to make their own money. They want to get up whatever time they want to get up. Well, I will tell you this. When I left the 9-to-5 world and I became an entrepreneur, the first time that there was no direct deposit check, that we all know when you work 9-to-5, everybody has, you know, most people have direct deposit. When I woke up that first Friday, which was to be a payday, and there was no direct deposit check in my bank account. And I thought, what's going on with the county? Oh, my goodness, I have to call the office. You know, then I realized, oh, I work for myself. Okay, I got to get up. I would say for the first, oh, man, probably close to 6 months, I was getting up at 11 o'clock. I was getting up at noon. I was like, I work for myself. I can do what I want. Oh, no. I learned very early that I had to start getting up at the same time that I was before, you know, with my old 9-to-5, I used to get up about 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock or so, and I was out the door by 7:15. I realized I had to get up at the same time for my own business that I run. And sometimes I'm even up earlier than that. So I realized that that entrepreneur status that everybody seems to want is a very tough status to get to. Some people never really get to it. They're just running around in circles, and their business is just barely holding together, and they're falling apart at the seams, and they don't know why, because they didn't really structure their business and where they want their business to go. I actually have a business plan, and that's another thing. We're going to talk about business plans as well. I think I'm going to make that my next roundtable discussion. Business plan. You have to have a business plan. And I know plenty of successful businesses that don't have a business plan, but they're successful in chunks and pieces here and there. But if you put a business plan together, then you're going to make sure that you follow that business plan, and when it needs to be tweaked, tweak the business plan. If you have a business plan that you wrote 10 years ago, chances are so many things have changed in the last 10 years. 10 years ago, Twitter didn't exist. 10 years ago, Facebook didn't exist. 10 years ago, Instagram didn't exist. So we have to tweak our businesses through that business plan, lay out everything in the business plan, and then decide how you're going to move forward. You know, procrastination, that is another thing with people who want to be an entrepreneur. Procrastination is huge. That is a huge, huge thing. Don't let all of these different distractions hinder you. Distractions come in many forms. Distractions can come in so many different types of things. They could come in, you know, wanting to party all the time. They could come in alcohol. They could come in drugs. They could come in women. They could come in men. They could come in all different types of distractions. They can come in the distractions, even naysayers, family that never supports you, and you're listening to all of that going on. You know, maybe you're in an industry, I know a lot of promoters, and they're in the industry where there's a lot of beautiful women around, and they're mesmerized by these women, you know, and it's like, oh, I can't stay away from the life. But it's hurting your money, you know, it's hurting your money. So you have to be very, very careful about how those things affect your business, you know. So you have to stay focused. You have to stay on the path of everything that you want to do. I was a person that wanted to go out all the time. I wanted to be seen and on the scene. And I realized, I'm like, I'm getting home at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and then not able to get up to run my business. That's the reason why I was getting up at 11 a.m. and 12 a.m. By that time, people had already done so much business already by then, you know, and I was missing out on those dollars. So, again, being a wantrepreneur is very different than being an entrepreneur. You can't want to do things. You have to state the fact of what it is you want to do for your business and stick to those goals. If you don't, you will forever be in this limbo of being a wantrepreneur where it looks, the entrepreneur life looks like bright lights, big city, and you're really just sitting down in the valley somewhere, you know, just clicking on the little tiny closet light, you know. So, wantrepreneur versus entrepreneur. I think I might do an even bigger discussion about this, but definitely get off of that procrastination and get a good network and positive people around you. That's the best way that you're going to put your good foot forward. All right, this is Onyx Queen, and you've been listening to The Queenslayer. This is a laid-back version of Onyx Queen Media, which is my branding and event planning company. I'll talk to you next time. Have a good weekend, you guys.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to The Queenslayer.